The May 16th, 2016 special meeting will now come to order. Mrs. Moak, roll call, please.
Mr. Buckles?
Here.
Mrs. Clark?
Here.
Mr. Escalante?
Here.
Mr. Ellis?
Here.
Mr. Elger?
Here.
Mr. Buczynski?
Here.
Mrs. Nelson?
Here. Public participation. Is there someone here who would like to address the board?
Lisa Brooks.
Okay. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Hi, everyone. Lisa Brooks, thank you for your call last week before the meeting. I presented the school acceptance survey results related to special education. I asked the board to create a task force to address the survey results. I pulled together some parents, board members, and staff to create an action plan related to improving specialized services. So I know it's an extremely busy time of the year, but I just wanted to remind the board of that request and let you know that we're hoping forward to working together to improve special education services for our children and our teachers and our parents.
Okay, thank you very much. Anybody else, Nancy?
No.
Okay. All right. Welcome. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Can we follow up? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're working to put all that together.
Mm-hmm. Already working on it. Okay. Discussion items. Long range plan.
Oh, good evening, everybody. Tonight we have cabinet team available to us to continue our conversations around the long range plan. Our first start was back in January, where the board came together to set the strategic priorities. Over the course of three meetings, we set those strategic priorities and drafted the indicators of success. And those indicators of success tonight is really we're going to spend a good portion of our conversation really going back over what CIT members and other staff members gave us feedback on. Those indicators. So that's a big ask. That's one of our big goals tonight. Other goals for this evening are to build the understanding of the LRP components, just the different components that make up the long-range plan, and then present a model of a completed strategic priority through action steps. So you will see we're going to highlight the academic excellence one and show the strategic priority, the indicator of success, key performance indicators, action steps, measure, and the measurement tools, and then targets and benchmarks along the way. So you'll see kind of that whole picture of where we're going for one of those strategic priorities. So as I said, the board's been together three times now, having these conversations around strategic priorities and indicators of success. We brought those to CIT, to cabinet, to other staff members for their feedback, and that's where we're going to spend, like I said, a majority of our conversation. Before we get too deep into that, I just want to review, kind of give you a big picture of what we'll have on our long range plan. So obviously, we're going to have the board strategic priorities. And those are the board's beliefs and convictions. Those strategic priorities set the structure for the long-range plan. They really launched that long-range plan for us. Next one are the indicators of success. The board crafted language that helped guide the outcomes and what success would look like. Next are these key performance indicators. So this is a new piece. This is the measurable value that demonstrates how effectively the school district is achieving the indicators of success. So in other districts or other people use maybe a term of benchmarks, we're using KPIs because we do use benchmarks later on. So KPIs are those tangible outcomes that we hope to see. And then we'll have baseline and targets. Baseline is just that, where we at currently in that 15-16 school year. Targets are each year. Where will we be each year as we progress for a five-year plan? We are looking at a five-year plan. That's something we've all talked about. In 5 years, where will we be with each of the strategic priorities? We then will have measurement source. Academics, it's fairly cut and dry. You'll see a map, or you may see access, you may see different pieces like that. For the talent, the dedicated and talented staff. You'll see some human acts. You'll see some five essentials, those types of measurement sources, just to kind of set that field for you. And then you'll have action steps. How does staff attain those KPIs? How do we reach that outcome to ultimately achieve the indicator and the strategic priority? So that's that full picture of what this long-range plan will ultimately be. But for the first part, we're going to jump into the review of the strategic priorities and indicators of success. So let me just back up for 2 seconds. Any questions on those components of the long-range plan? Make sense?
Yeah, especially because when we were talking about the strategic priorities, I went back to my notes the other day, and we talked about language that would differentiate between a key performance indicator, if you were going to use KPIs, different from the movement of it, the progress monitoring, and that those are more essential elements to this larger direction or indicator. Yeah. So that makes sense to
Anybody
me.
Anybody else good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's get into the review of the strategic priorities and the indicators of success. Let me send around this document.
Is that the same one you provided us via email?
No, this one's just.
That was an important.
Oh, yeah, I apologize. Yes.
Right.
I thought you were talking about it earlier. I appreciate it. Patrick, you okay?
Yeah,
here you go.
This one? No. Here's his pen, all right? Because we stole his pen.
It's a great pen. So just to walk you through this document, you have a strategic priority at the top for number one, and then you have the board stated as an indicator of success, and then as we went back to CIT and other staff members, what we transform those indicators of success. And it's not to say that the indicators of success that the board created were wrong or not appropriate. Quite honestly, it gave us a really great view into the board's thinking, their perspective, their lens on our work across the board. When we brought it to CIT and when we brought it to others, they were asking about clarity, asking for greater clarity on certain pieces. And Erica was in CIT. It was a very involved process. All the, you have staff, you have teachers, you have AFSCME personnel, all giving us feedback. Because ultimately, the long-range plan is everyone's plan. How do we own this collectively? So what you will see on the right-hand side are those indicators of success. But you'll see in many instances it being very similar to the board's indicators. And then when you don't see them in the indicators, it by no means does it mean it's nowhere in the plan. Oftentimes they're action steps or they're a KPI. Mm-hmm. It was more of a measurable term than or an action step than it was an indicator of success. So what I'm hopeful for in this part is bullet number 2, ultimately getting consensus on the indicators of success based on the staff feedback. So that's where we're going to jump into, where the indicator of success for the staff, you can read them right there. I'm not going to read them to you. Overall sense, conversation from the board on those indicators, and then from staff on kind of some of the why in each of those priority areas.
Do we want to take them by each priority?
Yes,
or just
we just want to go each
one
priority.
By one.
So
okay.
We're on academic excellence priority 1.
Okay.
So we'll just go one by one. Thank you, Erica.
Mm-hmm.
So are the board, if the board, the first one, say we will successfully prepare staff's version of that is to the right of that?
Correct.
So I had one question as I was looking at this. On the board side, set benchmarks.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see on the right where that where that is highly effective professional leadership to drive staff learning resulting in student success. That to me is not a benchmark.
Let me clarify your statement. So is that a direct one-for-one from this column to this column? I apologize.
Okay.
So it goes, and it's taking these collectively and bringing indicators of success. So that's a great one to start with. So set benchmarks. Those are actually all KPIs. You will see all those benchmarks in a KPI or the key performance indicators. So you have, that will be built right within the long range plan.
So in that case, because everything else lines up and up in the two boxes except that one. But you're saying the key indicator of success is setting a benchmark or the benchmark?
The benchmark.
Okay, so
we're saying.
No, I don't think we're saying it's a. I don't think the indicator of success is the benchmark. I think you measure yourself against a benchmark to decide if you're having success.
Okay, so let me ask the question again, because if you don't mind, let me ask.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think he was answering it the way I thought he would. So are you saying the key indicators and the KPIs?
The KPIs.
Are benchmarks?
You can use that language. Some people use that language.
Okay.
But for instance, 80% of third graders will achieve X outcome.
So
that's a KPI.
So, okay. Therefore, that clarifies it. We need to keep that in there, in my opinion, because what we're saying in there is that you're going to do that. That's part of our long-range plan, is that we need to make sure you have these KPIs. Maybe we reword it for KPIs or something like that. But I think what the goal was when we sat here on that Saturday is we want to make sure you have those in our long-range plan.
I agree with what Joe's saying, because to me, as I read any of these,
mm-hmm.
that none of those are all education speak for not actually cornering us and actually making us accountable, because these to me are just, you know, as I say, they're just mamby-pamby. So,
I totally disagree with that language.
Well, but here's, you can disagree, but we sat for how many hours and came up with this, and then we get to the right side of it, and you represent the staff in those meetings. So the right side of that has absolutely nothing that says anything about benchmarks.
But I think if you would see the KPIs...
I don't have the KPIs.
But here's the thing on the KPIs. I want to see them, and they're going to be there, and I'm mm-hmm. assured if you tell me that they're going to be there. So I'm all good with that.
Okay.
But I want, as an indicator of success, that we have KPIs. That's an indicator of success to me, that you have those benchmarks. And you're going to have them. You said you're going to have them. But by telling everybody mm-hmm. that we're going to have them, we're highlighting that we have them. So that's why it needs to be in there for me.
Okay.
So that, and I think that's what we were all coming, you know, together on, is that we were going to have those.
Yeah.
I like the fact you're going to have them. So that's it. We're going to have them. But it's a goal of ours. It's a priority. So we need to have that as a priority. I think if we lose that priority and just have them, it's not necessarily a priority. Somebody may come back later and say, these benchmark things, you know, they're just not working out. Well, no, what we're saying as a board for the next 4 years is that it is a priority, this board, that we have those KPIs. I think given the KPI word, I'd like to change this so that we're linking the two. So I'm all for that. But to me, it needs to be in that box.
You're saying state it as an indicator of success, and then underneath those indicators will be the key performance. Underneath those indicators of success will be the key performance indicators, and then the baseline and target that supports that. Because this is an umbrella the way that Paul has described mm-hmm. this. It all kind of folds up underneath.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point of us sitting around for two Saturdays?
Well,
if the staff's going to come in and then say, well, this is we didn't like this, so we're going to change the wording to this.
I think you're making a generalization, an assumption maybe, that we turn this over to the staff so for instance, when I went through this, when I read ours, technology will be used to support and enhance learning, and then I read their indicator of success, it's much more active. Ours is passive. So there is some enhancing of the language, still keeping, the way I'm reading this, keeping the, what's the word I'm looking for, keeping the spirit of it in place, but it's language that is more active in terms of what it's meant to do. I don't disagree that that I'm saying benchmarks will be set as an indicator of success, and that makes sense to draw that over to the right-hand side. I'm fine with that.
And but let me reset this. All along the long-range process is a collaborative process. It's not a us against board.
You're
in those meetings representing staff. You never said one word. You're there, right? You're the representation of staff.
Okay.
You never said one word. I don't know that I ever heard the word, the acronym KPI. And maybe I missed it,
but we talked about
in the several hours. I never heard the term KPI. So now all of a sudden tonight I'm hearing a term I've never heard before. You sat there for, what did we say, 6 hours? Never said the word. All of a sudden it comes up tonight. And, you know, again, you can say it's collaborative. You're in those meetings, you're the one that is going to counter some of that with staff and say, well, maybe we look at it this way. You know, you can go back, but essentially, when I read some of these, they're totally changed. And then for me, I look at it and say, well, what's the point of me sitting here? If we give it to staff, right?
It's a collaborative process.
Here's the way I look at it, Kurt. I just look at it as they enhanced what we did, and I like the fact they did that. Now I think it's our turn to say, we either think that enhancement's good or change it or stick what we have. Like, the technology one, I know it's passive, but I like the way we worded it. I do. I like the way they were the first point, the rigorous, relevant, and authentic learning. To me, I like that better than ours.
And that's all this evening was meant to be.
Right, I understand. So some of it's enhancement. We get the, you know, we kind of are at the menu, and we can choose from our perspective what we think's best, because it should be for them. At the end of the day, it's collaborative. But we're not educators, and people reading this aren't 100% educators. So a combination is probably a good outcome. Like the third one, you know, that seems like it's floating out there because it doesn't match one of ours, the global competencies. But the highly effective professional learning does sound better than a champion active collaborative amongst staff. To me, I do like the way that one is worded.
So what I'm hearing then,
we could have
is just on the benchmark way. So do you want the benchmark in? That's what I'm hearing from number three.
Help me understand. And I need to ask a clarifying question. Are you telling me that the KPI is a synonymous term with benchmarks? Because maybe where it's just language. Because all along, I'm like, you know, I want to see the metrics. I want to see the benchmarks. If what you're telling me is, I can say KPI or benchmark, and it's a synonymous term. Okay, I get that. It's a language discontinuity.
And that's what I said in that opening statement, where we're using benchmarks as a yearly checkpoint. So to use the term benchmarks there, and then to use the term benchmarks for these overall bigger picture ideas, we went with the term KPI.
Okay. I mean, as long as it can be measured and analyzed, I'm okay. I mean, again, we're kind of wordsmithing a little bit. I'm okay with that as long as the KPIs are definable and measurable.
KPI is not, and it's not a wholly educational term.
No,
KPIs are used in business all the time. As a matter of fact, a lot of my business is driven around KPIs. Mm-hmm. And the KPIs in a business term is, these are the things you set up that say, these are going to tell us exactly what we want, is how are we going to know if we're getting where we want to go? So we have to have a target. So a KPI is kind of a target. I would disagree a little bit with the benchmark, but I'm okay if we're all going to define it that way. To me, a benchmark is when you're comparing yourself against somebody else, not necessarily yourself. That's your baseline when you compare against yourself. You set a baseline and you say, here's where we're at today. What do we want to move this by?
Which is this.
And you have to get agreement. A KPI, to me, is an agreement by everybody that says, yep, that is something that is important for this district.
Mm-hmm.
I read this differently, and I'm sorry for interrupting you when I did, because when I saw the set benchmarks, I thought, hey, they're going to handle it over here. You guys made a really good point. No, one of our indicators was to set some sort of KPI, benchmark, baseline, mm-hmm. something that we can all agree we're going to set, and then we're going to measure. because that's what I heard on those 6 hours was that we have trouble in that we come up with ideas in the district and we do things in the district, and then it's really hard to say, go back 3 years and say, here's where we were, and either we made progress or we didn't. And those actions that I heard you talking about, the action steps that is the last of this, I would think that those action steps are the things that are we're going to say, here's how we're going to try to get there. And if those don't work, I'm hoping we're going to change those action steps. And I think you guys sent out some stuff from D89, and that's what I saw in there. It was kind of a loop that says, you know, let's take an example of anything, you know, that you could say the PBLs, that we're going to that here's something that we're doing as an action step to improve something. Measure it, and then see after a year, see after 2 years, see after 3 years if it's working. Because if it's not, that's where I think some of the aggravation, that isn't even the right, well, it is the right one. But some of the consternation comes out is that people feel we don't always measure things and report back on it. So that's what's important to the board. And I think that's what you're getting, some of the tendency here, is that was a lot of what we talked about for 6 hours, was we wanted to make sure that we had that. So I think that that's the blowback you feel is, as we change things, we just need to understand that, hey, the nature of it, let's hear, you know, your input, your feedback, but there's certain things that we're going to probably want in there because those were things that were stumbling blocks for us that we thought were missing. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, yeah. I think I was just going to say, just to quickly say,
you don't lose
it. We're a little, the frustration is, I mean, you got the 7 of us together on a couple of Saturdays, and we worked through it, and we actually, I mean, I thought we did a good job coming to consensus, coming up with some indicators, and it kind of feels like, I'm not saying that we shouldn't collaborate with staff, but pardon me, I mean, hindsight 2020, maybe it would have made more sense to involve staff then, because it feels like now, we already spent all this time going through these, and now we're going through it again, and I think the one thing that we're most concerned with is really the KPIs, and we don't even have those in front of us.
Here you go.
So that would be the next thing. Like, I think if we had the KPIs, it would help. But
I'm
just going to be honest in that, and this is my opinion, and the rest of the board may not agree, but in my mind, the strategic priority is kind of like the high level, the fancy wording, and the indicators of success should truly be things that we can, that we are going to somehow measure, and I'm not saying it's going to be with, I'm not saying with the measurement tools, but somehow you can actually figure out, did we meet that indicator or not? And
so that's
no
a,
offense, like
but
the
that's
one
a good example
global
of how do you measure?
But global, and that, but they think we came up with these ideas, and that's when we were turning it over to the experts to say, okay, well, how can we do that? But I look at the staff indicator of success for global competencies. Communication, creativity, critical thinking, collaboration are the foundation of academic excellence in today's interconnected world. In my mind, that's more like should be part of a strategic priority. I don't know how, that's just a statement. I don't know that that's necessarily an indicator of success to me because how on earth could you ever put any sort of measurement towards that? So that's just one example. I'll give.
Would it be arrogant or out of place as a board member to say that we worked on these indicators of success, then I think what we asked for is input. And our goal tonight was to get through that input and see if we want to modify or change any of our indicators of success based on that input.
And that's not, what I believe I was communicating that, through weekly updates at a board
meeting. I guess I'm not looking at it as these replace
these
today.
No,
I'm not looking at that at all. I'm looking at it as this is ours. We look at this and go, yeah, that's better, it's worse. I already agree with Kurt and Joe that we need an indicator of success to say set benchmarks, and now I remember why that was in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that one needs to be put back in there. That a step we need to do is just say we're actually going to do these benchmarks or KPIs. We are going to measure ourselves, and we're going to establish. And I think the important part when I remember talking about this was it wasn't only to measure ourselves. It was to set something as a starting point and then measure our actions to make sure that the actions we were taking were affecting the starting point. And when they weren't, to be really quick about changing the actions, unless we thought that maybe the actions took a while to take effect. But the idea of waiting 2 or 3 or 4 years wasn't a great idea.
Okay, so the benchmark piece,
fifth KPI, whatever it is, it moving.
Can we agree to get rid of the word benchmark, though?
Yes.
Only because we're, a lot of us are using it, and you can...
In different ways.
KPI.
And there was a target used on a... You use targets for yearly, and then you came back and use benchmark again. And Dean's definition of benchmark, in my opinion, is correct. So... Me, I think I want to get
for a bunch of business people. That's right. I just want them to know that we look at it differently. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I just wrote it down because I got confused because later it said benchmark is a yearly thing too. And no, it's the target.
It's the target.
Okay. So I'm scratching out my word benchmark.
It's what you're going to compare yourself against.
So are we saying we want to keep this, but we'll use this term key performance set key performance indicators, which is the umbrella that you have developed in order to then define how those are going to be met. Is that accurate?
I believe that.
Okay.
And the advantage to calling it a KPI is you don't lock it into what that is. Because to me, a KPI is your key performance indicator. It doesn't necessarily have to be numeric. It many times will be. It might be that you have to achieve something. It might be some kind of milestone. So it's a key performance indicator. And if you think about a dashboard on a business and the different things you do, there's things about revenue and expenses, but then there's things about employee satisfaction and customer satisfaction, community satisfaction. Those could be key performance indicators for us. So that's why it's kind of a catch-all.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So set KPIs, academic, social, emotional learning, and achievement gap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can I add one?
Yeah, please do.
Instead of SAD, based on what you said, what if you said establish and measure key performance indicators in regards to academic, social, emotional?
And I was just going to add that in the
establish and
in all of the different components for each of the priorities, KPIs will be set for all of the priorities, not just. So right now we're looking just at academic excellence, but when it comes to like the communication and community engagement, we have KPIs there. So maybe that's just something you want in everyone, because the way we heard the board say you wanted measurements, and so that's when the KPI terminology kind of came about. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out what the components of the plan should be based on the conversation with the board, and so we put KPIs under every single category in our outline of our strategic plan. So I just wasn't sure if that was clear, and I wanted to let you know that.
Yep.
So let's take a step backwards to maybe move us forward a little bit quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So the second packet, this is giving you kind of that whole picture of what each of the strategic priorities will have.
But this whole package is about priority one.
This is only about strategic priority one.
Okay.
This does not have five or six or any other strategic priority. So what you'll see, again, just as we're doing, having a conversation about those indicators of success. We'll finalize that. Next page are KPIs. These are measurable values. So you can see examples of that from, we've chosen to do third, fifth, eighth grade students. We'll have third, fifth, eighth on low income, ELL, and students with an IEP. We'll also have a KPI on fifth and eighth grade students with AEC math and eighth grade and gifted reading. So you'll see all those pieces have a measurable value to them.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you be suggesting then that we would be using all these KPIs?
As we currently sit, yes.
Okay.
So
for this indicator, rigorous, relevant, and authentic learning experiences, right?
So, but we'd use all of these, even though they're not all filled in right now.
Correct.
That you use all of
them. So the goal is today, though. This is an example you're showing.
This is just a big picture.
This is
so
not
can,
the answer.
Probably should have started there.
That's okay. No, it's just to give us an idea of the big picture. Then when we're done here, we're going to refocus.
Right back to the indicators.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Joe. Then you'll see the baseline, and then you'll see the target actuals. All those will be filled in on an annual basis. And then that 2021 target, that's the end goal in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
The next, I apologize.
So just to draw your voices in so that you're actually a part of the conversation, the third, fifth, eighth is aligned to typical benchmarking in terms of academics. So can you talk about that for a minute, why those grades are important?
Because I thought, Erica, I'm sorry, but I think the goal of the meeting is to get through this. This was handed to us now. I need to digest this along with the other ones.
And where it's not filled in.
It's just more
fine.
For a global.
But the concept of KPIs are here.
We showed that third, fifth, eighth grade in math and reading, and this is where we're projecting toward.
And then how end up those numbers, because I apply like a formula.
But we'll get that in a separate email or whatever, right? We're not doing that today. I'm just trying to.
Unless we start making some serious progress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just trying to.
No, I appreciate it.
Because my goal, I mean, you're not going to get through six KPIs tonight.
Let me give them hope. When we did this before in our 6 hours, it took us maybe an hour and a half to get through the first one, and then we got better at it and we went faster. So we're hoping for the same kind of learning curve tonight. We have to get through this part, so we all know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I just feel a disconnect going on. That's all.
Okay.
No,
if we disconnect the meeting, we're not going to get anywhere.
If we start
disconnect is my expectation personally as a board member is I'm going to leave here tonight. We're going to have this done. And then I'm going to get this and study my butt off another weekend to understand everything.
Where are
the detailed explanations with Karen was suggesting why you're choosing and answering Erica's question. Then what would be smart to me is I then give you guys questions before we meet again in another workshop. Because quite frankly, I mean, this is...
Okay.
I mean,
we won't talk about that, but when we do, I disagree with that number statement.
Okay.
The last statement or the whole statement?
The last thing.
Okay, on page 3, we'll just keep moving.
Which one are we on now?
We're going to page 3. I'm just trying to go through the overview of this document, trying to give the whole picture.
We're in the overview document. Okay, so page 3.
So we have strategic priorities. We have indicators of success. You would then have a KPI for every strategic priority.
Mm-hmm.
You would then have a measurement source, and that's math, that's access. If it's an HR piece, it could be human X. And then you'll see action steps. That's what staff will be doing to achieve those outcomes. And then you would have one for each of the indicators. Okay, that's that big picture view of where we're going. Okay?
Yes.
So there are KPIs involved, but what I heard, and I know somebody else grabbed the language that we're going to add to it, but it was sort of with
establishment.
And Nancy, you grabbed it.
I did.
Thank you. So we're back to the indicators of success.
So now we're back on the first page with the 7 indicators of success.
Correct.
Success looking.
7.
Isn't there 7?
Yeah.
7,
yes. Priorities, yes.
I'm not trying to make this more difficult, but I'm just going to ask a question. So in looking, my worry is we have like the strategic priority, we're going to have the indicators of success, and then we have what we're calling the KPI. Like, are we building? I mean, I think we have to have the KPI, and we have to have measurements in place, but.
The indicators of success will drive all of the other KPIs.
I'm just wondering do we want, and maybe it's my, one of the examples that we were given. When we were coming up with the long-range plan was District 89. And when I look at their indicators, they're just kind of much more simple, like students are high school ready, students meet or exceed state standards. I mean, their indicators are pretty cut and dry, where I feel like ours are kind of, I don't know. Maybe that's how we want them to be. I just don't know. Would it make more sense to have indicators that are more like cut and dry, simple, and we can say, we have a KPI to measure all that versus putting more fancy words in there.
Can we put that to you guys?
I don't know if that makes
sense. That's a good question, and that could help us put some borders around this. Why were the words added? What was if we take the priority board and we look at that, why do you think this language was added? What was the purpose of it?
Clarity. Staff looked at it. I mean, Erica, you were in there.
Yeah, and CIT.
I mean, the staff was like, CIT, not cabinet members.
Right.
Cabinet members who are part of CIT, but a lot of the teachers and other staff were like, what does this even mean, mm-hmm. the wording, and all those pieces. Eric was
so for instance, I'm trying to right. So I'll give you an example. These were up on the board so that the teachers, staff, and administrators that are on CIT would look at them. And I'll give an example. So where it said champion active collaboration among staff, which is certainly one of my interests, the discussion was, well, we have our professional learning communities, which really set the tone for how we integrate our conversations around students. And the goal is that we come together daily, have these conversations, and build that in. So that's certainly a collaboration piece, and we need to somehow, as a staff we're talking about, is we, you know, that drives our staff learning in order to get at student success. So there is a one-for-one in terms of how we do that.
Okay, so with that example, wouldn't PLCs be more an action step for how you're going to measure your success to see if PLCs are working to affect your
It's a piece of it, but I think as an indicator of success, the naming of that says we are committed to, and I heard this from a couple of the boots-on-the-ground teachers, that we're committed to the professional learning communities because that will indicate our success and commitment as teachers to a process.
But the other piece is collaboration means something just totally different than the structure of the PLC for educators. And I recognize...
Yeah, and that's what they were getting at.
That is, there are times that we use EdSpeak, but this one is very clear to educators. And this one's speaking to educators. This one isn't speaking to anybody else. This is, we're going to collaborate. We're going to do this well. So we use the term professional learning communities.
So
that's that clarity that this guy was talking
that's
about.
That's what I was thinking. So I'm listening to this entire conversation. It sounds to me like the board's indicators of success are statements of intent.
Yes.
And then what the team did, CIT team, is you gave us the intent, let us put it in our language and tell us if our language still captures your intent.
Your intent.
Outside of the benchmark, what we say.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting it in, it's almost like translation, right? Did I capture what your intent was? Because I know what this mm-hmm. word is if I'm a teacher or CIT member. I know what this means, rigorous, relevant, authentic, blah, 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 all of these things. Did my right-hand side box capture the intent of what you were trying to do in the left-hand box?
It may not be a perfect one-for-one, but did it capture its intent? So what are the pieces that we obviously missed?
Because as a teacher or a staff member, I know what this means. It gives me clarity. It gives me a roadmap, per se. Mm-hmm. And all I did is add meat to your bones. Is that what you guys... kind of trying to do, or because I'm sure you guys were trying to totally change.
Lori,
go
ahead, Lori.
Looking at the priorities and trying to make sure that we captured everything, to making sure that there wasn't anything that maybe was an intent within the priority, but then from our lens wasn't in the indicator. We wanted to make sure that there, that what you had said is priority because we have respect for what the board has set in terms of vision. You set the vision, you set the direction, and you carry it out.
Yeah.
Just making sure that we can articulate what it is you want us to do.
Right.
I think from that standpoint, we want to make sure that there isn't a disconnect. So it really, I just want to reiterate, it wasn't intended to be like a, these are our ideas, these are your ideas.
Good
that
bad.
Was not where we were.
I don't take it that way at all.
Patrick said something important. I don't want to lose that because I think the other piece of this, and if you move off of this first one, which is academic excellence, which I think for us was the most difficult one, and then you move into these other ones, you'll note some of what Stephanie is saying, and that is these indicators of success become more straightforward, more in some ways for me concrete. But Patrick said something, and I think it's important. These indicators of success, when they move into the organization, as you move them in, and the teachers and staff have to work with these, it's got to make sense to them. I mean, it has to be. It's no joke.
I don't.
It's
know
the
that.
Don't not I'm break head. This is education.
Yeah, but see,
this is.
You're missing a global point.
I'm not. Let me finish my point. Let me finish my point. This is an educational environment, and sometimes I feel like, and I'll own it myself, I get hung up on what I do on a day-to-day basis, and I want to translate or transfer that into it. But if, to Patrick's point, these aren't in language that is understandable to the cabinet member leading that area, the director that's leading a department, the principal and the assistant principals are leading the buildings, and then the teachers and staff, then it's going to be difficult for them to then build what you gave us as a sample. I mean, so that I think is important.
Could we just maybe start going through them each one and giving our input? Because we could
What is PLC? A
professional learning community.
Is it a defined term?
It is a defined term.
Okay, define it for me right now.
So a group of educators coming together with a shared purpose, a shared agenda to discuss the outcomes of students. And what that ends up looking like is looking at student data, looking at student work, developing and designing lesson plans on a daily basis or on a unit-by-unit basis, bringing that data back to from their PLC back to the BLT to inform the rest of the school.
Is it the
school.
Only way that teachers collaborate?
It's the most defined way for collaborating.
Is it the only way?
No.
I'm asking questions.
No.
Now, and then what we're taking there, you see, that reason I asked this question is you're taking what is more global indicator, and now you're telling the teachers in teacher talk, this is your focus. And I don't want to do that.
Why?
It's limiting.
Well, we're not. I mean, I agree with Joe on that because we're not putting in here use, whatever curriculum, or we're teaching like this math curriculum or this literacy curriculum. It's not getting that detail. The PLC is a method, a way that teachers collaborate, but it's not, in my mind, that's very detailed. We're putting a very detailed step in our indicator of success. Our indicator of success, you could put teacher collaboration, but I don't even know that that's an indicator.
You could have the best PLC.
But you just brought up the point, Stephanie. If you say collaboration, then it's so broad that it doesn't direct the conversation. Every teacher in this district has been working with professional communities for how many years now?
I think it does do it, though. I think it does do it because their response tells me they're doing it.
Yeah, and see, I think, and maybe we all have to understand this. So what I think we're trying to say, and it's getting muddy, and it does go back a little bit to the DA9 stuff, is that as a board and as a community, so when the community reads this, because this is on our website when we do this, and this is what we're telling the community, we're saying we want to champion active collaboration among the staff. That as a board, we recognize that to have the best schools around, we need to make sure that the staff is collaborating. And now, when we all agree that's a priority, we should have some KPIs around that that say, and then action plans for how we're going to do that. So we'd have to measure, how would we measure that there's collaboration going on? And what are the action plans? Oh, the PLC is an action plan to make sure that you're collaborating. So it was just I think so.
Is it?
Well, we actually listed them as part of the action plan.
Mm-hmm.
So they are in there.
I think what we're trying to do is keep this first part kind of basic and clean, and I think you said flexible.
Not limiting.
So that's flexible. Because we want to reserve. Here's the thing: nobody ever has bad intents, but we want to be able to reserve the right to change our mind if something's not working. So if we put PLCs as part of the indicator of success, we start locking that in, that becomes part of an indicator of success as having the world's greatest PLCs. We don't care if we have good PLCs or bad PLCs.
We don't.
What we want is collaborating teachers. So if the PLCs get you there, if the PLCs get you there, which they probably will, then that's a good thing. But what we're saying is we want really good collaboration. Then you guys tell us, how do you get there? How do you think it looks to get really good collaboration? Did that summarize what we were just talking about? Or
to me, summarizing what you just said is just striking, either making those small caps or just striking professional. It's highly effective learning communities.
Yeah. Yeah, that, it could be that easy because
I like champion. We went over that word a lot.
I feel like our indicators of success have like a verb. Like this is what we're doing. Whereas the highly effective PLCs drive staff learning, resulting in student success. That's more just like a statement. It's not really an action.
Well, we
and that's what
that
I'm struggling
staff,
with.
Right?
Okay.
And so I think
what did
the
you
shift
come up?
Of what the staff was saying was that because these were action-based, that it felt like that was an action step. And what the staff ended up morphing into is what do we want the outcome to be like? What do we want it to look like? So we
okay.
want to have highly effective, you know, collaboration that's driving staff learning. Like, what do you want the outcome to be? And then, what are the action steps? And then, I remember one of the conversations around the technology one. To the educators, the technology will be used to support and enhance student learning felt like that saying, use devices to help students learn. And the staff was like, that's not really what we do. You know, we create this connected learning environment. We do all these other things. And so, they were kind of taking that and trying to show through words how it looks in the classroom. I know that it's not translating exactly the way the conversation went at CIT, but that was the intent. So you're purposely seeing that change of language from active, like, we will do this, to this is what it is. Like, in the end, we want, this is what success looks like. We will have collaborative teaching. We will have global education. We will integrate technology to connect all of our students. And you know, this is what mm-hmm. it looks like in the end.
Well,
so that's just how the conversation.
And that's presumptive. That's
so
presumptive.
I wanted to
what?
Share that.
That's today's picture, and that's not what is, you know, a long-term plan should be doing. And therein lies the disconnect.
That might be right.
Well, I think it's I
because they're picturing it already.
Right.
So
you don't
what
wanna,
would
you
what
wanna,
would you make that be then? If
I,
we're
I like
if we're,
what we did. I do. I do think we need to change.
So remember why we did that? Do you guys remember why we did that? Because we were talking about should we be using a lot of technology or not. And we said, hey, the only time we should be using technology is when you guys tell us we should use technology. So what we're saying is, as a board, we have to fund that.
Joe wasn't talking necessarily about technology. He was saying he liked the activeness
right.
versus.
Yeah. And that's how we're changing.
Keep
that's
us
why
moving.
The changing is different.
Just to keep us moving. So
yeah, but I think
the board's direction.
Global, we have a global thing here that we need to get because this is we've disconnected.
If we get this, then we'll fly through.
Yeah, I think we'll fly through it. So I want to make sure everybody understands. And maybe we don't agree anymore. Maybe, you know, May 16th is a lot different than March 20, whatever, whenever we did this. So it's fine to have this discussion. But to us, what we want to do is be more global in our approach, not get the end picture. Because the end picture of the PLC, 2 years from now, the PLC may not even be a term. It may be, but I certainly don't want to bet on it in a long-range plan. What I want to make sure is we are champion. That's, everybody's walking around being a champion for collaboration. That's what we want to make sure of.
Ideas in education, like many things, but they come and go so fast that, you know, even the terminology goes. So, you know, to me, these kinds of things, you're spelling a lot of these out in the action items, you know.
Which is good.
Which
yeah.
is good. Right.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Well,
that's exactly
where
we're
wrong.
But I, because I totally disagree with what Patrick said about, or somebody said, but that these aren't understandable and that you have to put them in education speak. These are, they're very understandable. You know, they're understandable to everybody, including the people that we represent that will have to read them. You know, so, and when we say that things aren't changed, I mean, when you look at priority two and you look at facilities, you know, we basically say we're going to maintain buildings, they're going to be safe and secure. And then I read staff's indicators as, you know, provide a supportive teaching and learning environment, environmentally and structurally safe and secure, support current and future academic goals. Well, that could be, you know, is that meaning that we need to add, you know, space in our buildings, or, you know, I look at that as far more reaching than what we said. We said this is what we're going to provide for now, and, you know, into the you know, we can say long range, but it's within 5 years or so. But so to me, I look at staff, I read those, and they're completely different than what we meant in my mind.
Okay.
So,
trying to keep that global perspective of what Joe was talking about, going back to champion active collaboration among staff, feeling like the board, want that term to remain, not use the staff highly effective professional learning communities, drive staff learning resulting in student success.
But that shows up, as you said, Karen, underneath your action steps.
Could show up in
as a tool,
different ways.
As an approach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why you want them, is to support the fact that you're collaborating.
And you've got the measurements. It's part of that. It's part of what you're using.
And in defense of what we said here, because we all have to learn this because we aren't in this, these things do change. You know, the PLCs, BLTs, you know, 1040 run.
25 years next to it. I've seen it change.
Yeah.
Change
so we want you to have the flexibility to be able to change these things. Mm-hmm. And it's like when we have discussion items and we say this goes back to this part of the plan. We want you to be able to say the reason we want to do this is it's going to affect this part of the plan, and that's why we think we should do this.
I'm just going to add, I like the first point, because I think in the first point, they better than what we had in our first point. So mm-hmm. I think it's the same concept.
I think theirs is better than ours.
That's a global statement, mm-hmm. and it's better worded than ours. That's
pretty.
Well, I was just
going to go down in order from the top down, because we're really jumping all over.
No, but then for me, when we talk about changes, what this really should do is when we make changes, they should be systematic. And this piece needs to be the document all the way from the top to the bottom of measuring those changes. Are we changing this because these action items are working and we want to do more of it, or it's not working and we want to do less of it? But we're changing it based on the fact that we're following this document. We've got the measurements in place, and it's either working or not working. We're not just changing it because we have a hunch it's not working. You know, we're changing it because we can actually see that there's reasons to change it better or worse.
I think the KPIs will do that for us.
I totally agree.
No, I'm with you.
So let's put a Stephanie's suggestion. Maybe start at the top. It is or 655. Or do we have consensus on that first one? Mm-hmm. Rigorous reality.
I'm going to be the holdout on this one. I feel like we're trying to measure how our students are performing. We're not measuring the learning experiences. So shouldn't the indicator of success be students are I don't know, I'm trying to think, like, students are successful in high school or students are prepared to succeed in high school and to thrive in an evolving global society. In my mind, that would make more sense to be the action item or the indicator of success. And then under your action items or KPIs, you put whatever rigorous, relevant, and authentic learning experiences you want. But those words are not what we're measuring. We're measuring that students are prepared for success in high school and to thrive in an evolving global society. So
You're saying that's my two cents on that.
And I don't like the global society, but I lost that battle on that one.
We don't want to have that one again.
You're saying those three things are the means to the end.
Right.
And the means to the end shouldn't be in the indicators. They should be in the KPIs.
Yep. Yes. Yep. That's my opinion.
So other board members' thoughts?
Well, I mean, rigor is something that indicates success.
We have rigor in ours, though. That's the funny thing.
Yeah. I was going to say, we have it over there. So I don't. I think it's still relevant because we say prepare our students for success in high school, it leaves open that, you know, how will we indicate that they're being prepared? And it's through a rigorous and this word relevant goes back to what we just talked about, which was things change. So we need to make sure that in that moment, as it moves forward, what we're measuring is going to be relevant to that time, to those needs. And then I understand the idea of authentic learning experiences. That is language. I mean, language, education language, in terms of students feeling like there's connectedness to theirs, and then you have key performance indicators that support that. But, I mean, I think without those, we're leaving off, or some subset of those, whether it's rigorous and relevant, leave the other one off, to set up this prevents success in high school, and here's how we're going to get to rigor, here's how we're going to get to relevancy.
So, to jump to 859, and not to be victorial or authoritative here, but it sounds like you guys, we as a team, have set up what I think we spend our 6 hours trying to develop. These things, mm-hmm. I mean, we settled, we came to a consensus, mm-hmm. even on words and periods.
If you remember, yeah.
And if you think that this side of the page, the right hand of the page, is going to make you successful to do the left hand of the side of the page, then do it. Right? Just do it. If you think all of this stuff that you've done on the right hand side of the page is going to satisfy what we've outlined here, then go and prosper, right? I mean, so why? If whatever you put here is your work, body of work, your appendices, your guys are able to amend it and change it every year and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So success is defined by your words. As long as they meet the intent of what we spelled out for two board meetings, we're good.
Well, perhaps, Patrick, that's the question to the board. So, for instance, when Joe raised immediately this benchmark is missing, then perhaps what we do is go through and say, is there something that is not addressed on the right-hand side?
That's our fault.
But well,
if there's something missing. Yeah.
If you say facilities support current and future academic goals to create dynamic learning environments, that may be in 3 years. Staff may think that that certain aspects of our buildings need to be changed and need to be accommodated. The board may not have the. There may be a referendum needed. There may be the board has absolutely no control over whether that can happen or not in some ways. So, to me, we left it like, hey, you're going to have clean buildings. This is what we can do for now.
I think Patrick agrees with you, Bob. He's saying, keep this side. You guys go use this. This is your, we're giving you the directives. This is what you're saying is your means to get to these directives.
Mm-hmm.
And who's us to say that's wrong or right for them?
When there's funding matters, they're going to come to us. Mm-hmm. And this is Kurt's point, or Ryan,
right.
Or whatever.
Right, it all flows back.
This is why we think. Yeah. This is just like we get all our presentations. We're meeting priority number one.
That's what I was just saying, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all tied back to.
It's number two here on facilities. Mm-hmm. And then we say yay or nay. And we ask questions and do all that good stuff. Yeah. And then we say yay or nay. So, to me, I think we're all in agreement.
Yeah.
So, I think, I don't want to speak for
that word.
But what I think is important is, did we miss anything? Kind of this.
That's my point.
Now I'm
going to
go to 54, because it's only going to take 5 minutes, because we were darn good at what we did over the 6 hours. What did we miss? What did we miss? Fill in the blanks. Take what's here, fill
but
in
I think
the blanks
that's what
to
you
the left.
That's what you see.
Oh, well then.
I mean, that
missed
a lot.
Then
but that's okay. We missed some time.
Then, see, I don't see that. I don't see that as the case. Because I see this as rewriting what we wrote. And that what there was a disconnect, Paul. This is why I don't see it.
Okay.
This is what we're going to charge you with. I will. At least my one little straw for.
But
no, because we had a global approach to this, and there's a specific approach on your side. PLCs is the example. And what Dean articulated, I'm not going to try and redo. I'm just going to say, ibid or ditto to what he said. Because that was really good. That's what you're going to do to meet our collaboration. But did we miss something in any of these priorities? Not rewording our words to specifically the means, how you're going to get to our ends. Because that's what I read 99% of these.
Okay. Things. But that's fair. I think you're hearing staff, that collaborative process. Mm-hmm. Where we had said all along that we were bringing these back to CIT and staff and getting their feedback.
Yeah.
That was not a mystery. So this is our feedback back to the board. And it's okay for the board to say,
No, but that's not what we're saying.
I think I got what you said. What we're saying is now give us a minute to see when we read what you guys wrote. If we should pull some or part of that over into ours
and
enhance what we wrote,
and give
not change it.
Sorry. But given what we just said, because I think there was a disconnect. I think there was. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with disconnects. That's why you haven't.
We got to get comfortable
so
with
you
that.
So you go back and have a connect. Now that you guys know it. So you guys know what you wrote on the right. We know what we wrote on the left. Tell us which ones we missed. I mean, you should be able to go through and say, you know what? I understand. We have the means here, but here's four of them where we did. Here's four that are more global and going to give us good indicators so that we can find the means.
It probably works better the other way around, where the board continues to go the way we're going and tells us,
Yeah, I disagree.
Because okay. I think it's time to step up and just do it. You know them, you know them. If you have a passion for one on that side, give me the passion. Tell me why number priority number four, that a highly qualified professional development mentoring is the one that needs to be on the other side.
I'll start. Okay, academic excellence, priority number one. In my mind, from the indicators of success, I think the one thing that we could change on our side is the set benchmarks, which we already talked about. Mm-hmm. Karen said it really well.
Establish and measure.
Yeah. Establish and measure. Whatever we said there, hopefully somebody took good notes on that one because I can't remember.
I think we should change that.
The rest of it, to be honest, I feel like our global competencies are the foundation for academic excellence. Talking about rigor, the safe, nurturing, and supportive learning environments, those are all important. And I think we all talked about those, but those are either KPI or action steps. I don't think that any of that, I think it's just getting way too detailed to put in the indicators.
But this is where we're going to have a productive meeting.
That's my
opinion. I'm going to force this. I'm sorry. You can just kick me in the butt and let me go.
Okay.
So here's the thing.
Really?
We can all...
Stop setting the context and just say it.
The bottom line.
Get to it.
Let's go box by box. You heard our passion for our side.
That's what she just did.
Yeah. No, I don't want to go. I want them. I want them.
But I shouldn't.
I get what you're saying.
I want them. I want to be quiet. They know our thing.
We've done it.
Tell me.
We've done it. What is their thinking?
What is their
thinking?
Okay.
I was trying to point out the one... The one I thought...
I want us to be quiet. That's what I would love.
Right.
Help expedite.
Really?
Just go through box one. Mm-hmm. That's the only one you guys, after hearing this, really feel we should change. Then we're moving to box two.
Right. Well, what I heard is to then use the staff indicators of success, bring them into either key performance indicators or the action plan steps. And I can live with that all of the one. I mean, all of that makes sense. It'll work.
And you could tie it to the four things we have there?
Yeah.
That those things, you don't think we're missing something there. That's the thing we're looking for. Yeah.
So for clarity, we're going to change the benchmark piece in the board. That's the only piece we're changing. We're eliminating. Let me just go through this piece. So we can try to move through. We're going to eliminate global competencies.
Where do you see that?
I apologize. You shouldn't be looking on my side.
Right.
I wouldn't even look on my side. Everything else, the board is comfortable with. From our standpoint, we advocated, I thought we were advocating fairly strongly for professional learning communities. However, I recognize what you're saying. So we're moving on. So if that's what you want, that's what we'll deliver for you, is advocating for an issue that comes up. That's what I heard, right, Joe?
I was, whatever Karen said.
No, for the whole rest of this process, if we find something, we're going to advocate.
Yeah, you should advocate.
You lost it. You got to a specific one, and I'm like, I'm going to go with
you. And you have to be open to the fact that we may be in violent agreement with you and just say it's an action plan or a KPI as opposed to a...
No, you're right.
So, Karen, go ahead.
One more comment on the first one.
Yes.
And it kind of goes back to rigor. I'd rather take it out of your board indicator because it kind of implies we won't have rigor here. I mean, we just want kids to be successful in high school. So it's our job to provide rigor to help them be successful. So I would have wordsmithed to be like, students are prepared for success in high school.
And for an increasingly global society. And we probably threw rigor in there because we were trying had it in there. I would be fine with that.
Notice how it was worded.
Right.
That how we worded it is exactly what Karen's talking about, that through pre-K through 8th grade, we're going to have a rigorous environment, which will then, because of our current rigorous environment, will allow our students to be successful.
Right? In high school. So we could take out rigor.
I guess,
prepare our students for high school and increasing global society, for success in high school.
Anything else in here, Karen, that you see?
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's going to be somewhere, I mean, it all then makes sense. And to get back to what Stephanie said, our staff is like flowery language. We just cannot help ourselves.
It's an educator. I mean, it's just educators.
And you saw that in the board presentation.
That's not a bad thing, but it is.
Yeah.
Not a term I would use.
You had me when you said, that's true. That's just educator. Then you had to say mamby-pamby, and then you lose me.
I've listened to it 25 years. All right, we're good. Number
two. The one is done.
One is
done with the change of removing rigor and whatever Drew's going to say in a minute, and this fixing the benchmark.
Establish and measure. Yeah.
So are we calling them establish and measure benchmarks, or are we going to call them KPIs?
KPIs.
So establish and measure KPIs or key performance indicators.
Establish and measure key performance indicators for academics, social emotional learning.
Establish and measure. Those are the two things we wanted.
Okay. Establish. I'm good with that. I just wanted.
And as a hint to future things, when we have discussion items, we're going to want to see what that is.
Okay.
Not only that, hey, it goes with one, but here's the item we'd want to measure to see if it.
And that will be those benchmarks. That's the whole strand down underneath. Yeah. Yep.
So the next one is champion active collaboration.
I told you
on
so.
Staff.
So no. We're done with one. We're on two.
We're on two.
Okay, everybody. I know.
We're assuming we want to close the achievement gap. Not expand closing the achievement gap, because it just sounds like.
Two close or two, yeah.
Well, it's and close that, because we still want to do stuff for other kids, not just to close the achievement
gap. And,
because it could be a time.
Okay.
Two close?
Two.
Thank you. Sorry. You
No, I'm glad. Champion active collaboration among staff. Is there any other feedback? Last word. Staff, comfortable? Mm-hmm. Please, Cheryl.
This is not my part, but can someone define what you mean by champion? Mm-hmm.
Support. Support and actively engage. No, but the idea is that as a board, we want to be able to support collaboration. We don't think teachers should work in silos.
Advocate for.
There's so many opportunities in the district.
The Board of Education Administration was champions of rolling out monitoring.
Opportunities to collaborate.
Is there a better word than champion?
Yeah. Can you guys give us a better word than champion?
I think you guys really like that. Actually,
well, I think that's where we are.
We do. We're basic, simple people, and champions.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
Champion once, twice, staff good, we're rocking and rolling.
We're going to get through.
Technology can be used to support and enhance student learning. Staff, any thoughts, concerns, questions?
A chance, Mike, to change the direction of the district.
Technology will be used to support and enhance student learning. We put integrated technology optimizes connected learning.
How about instead of
behind the classroom walls?
Can I just take this passive thing is bugging me. So technology will support and enhance student learning. I mean, we know we're going to use it. That's a tool. So
technology supports and enhances student learning.
Will support it. In other words, what we wanted was when we argued this all out in our session. What we wanted was it makes sense to add technology when you tell us you need it.
Right.
To add technology when you say this is going to enhance it. Not to add technology, just to add technology.
Okay. So strategic priority one.
Facilities.
Done.
With what?
Do you want to take out BUs and technology?
Facilities. Day 11.
The what? We'll support. Yeah, they have it. We'll support and enhance student learning. Yeah.
Two's good. Three.
No, I'll go back to one.
Is that
that's a priority. What you guys want to do with the space is again on this side of the business.
So let's just start there, just like we did on this last one. It's the only one that seems to move quickly. Evaluate space utilization. Staff, when you hear that, Cheryl, when you hear that, Dave, when you hear that, are you passionate, to Joe's term, that you want to advocate for something different than evaluate space utilization?
I'm sorry. Part of the utilization, though, the principals do, we don't pick. Our department doesn't pick what the classrooms are used for, so we have to make sure there are enough classrooms to accommodate what's in there. So something needs to probably be added to that. There's a partnership with the building principal for evaluation of certain things.
That's an action plan.
We're saying you should be doing it.
Maybe you want to maximize. Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it shouldn't be happening, but that's
maximum. Yeah, evaluating is an action.
You have we talked about that.
But the thing is you need, your space needs change, so you need to continue to evaluate them. And I think
I see that as your action step. I
do understand the positive of maximize, but I don't want to lose the possibility of minimize. So just keeping it like it is allows you inherently to maximize.
That's a flexibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So part of the issue we had with facilities is, I mean, we kind of are like, and like, we're not really even sure what we're working towards, so we don't want to make a goal that was or indicator that kind of, I think that's how we settled on these. So
it's really like evaluate space utilization in order to optimize.
Yes. Well, just we want you to always be evaluating it. And here's an example of why we wouldn't want to say maximize.
Evaluate.
Let's say.
But to what end?
I was going to explain. So we want you to always be evaluating it. We want you to always be looking at your space. Because let's say enrollment dropped in half. What we don't want you to do is maximize the space by reducing the class size so we're using all the classes. We want you to evaluate it for, no, these are still the appropriate class sizes, and now we have empty classrooms, and we should talk about that. So we don't want the size of the buildings to drive the plan. We want the plan to drive how you use the buildings.
I think that was some of what you were saying over here, that programs drive ultimately what the facilities are going to be utilized for. So if you have a year where you're bumped up in X, whatever that is for a program, we've got to figure out how to adjust the facilities to accommodate that.
And internally, I mean, just internally, you should be evaluating. So,
what do you want?
Sure.
But the missing piece for me is to know something about the end result, which is different for every district. It's effective and efficient. It's world class. What is that other
isn't
piece
that,
that we're looking for?
Isn't it above facilities that enhance student learning? We will ensure that our facilities accommodate and adequately support current educational needs. I mean, that's the goal, right? That's the priority.
Long-term
future
needs, yeah.
So to meet that priority, what we want to make sure we see from the team, the board wants to make sure that you're evaluating space. You know, when you walk into, and we do this all the time, when you walk into a new school, you're like, you know what? I'm evaluating. And guess what? This is wrong. This is perfect. This is it. That we want to make sure that culture is in everybody in our schools, that they're all doing. Because what happens, we know this, we have houses that, you know, in this storage room, you open up the door, everything pours out.
Go to sell your house.
So, and that happens at our schools. We see it when you walk through, and it's a natural thing. No more. Always be looking at the space in an evaluation mode. And that's what we're saying. And the goal is, the priority is stuck with it.
To evaluate space utilization, the outcome would be just the strategic priority.
Yeah. Ties back to it.
Well, it's already listed. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Number two, ensure and evaluate level of safety and security for all schools, including partnerships with local police and fire departments. Facilities are environmentally and structurally safe and secure. I think one of the pieces, maybe an action step that board included, is including those partnerships.
Right.
So
I'm not sure we need that.
Some of the earlier language that you guys talked about,
yeah,
where maybe let's make it really clear where you've added a partnership.
Yeah. To me, that would be then under your partnership.
Yeah, that's an action step.
Yeah. So I don't know that we need. I'm not sure that we need to have that in there, because now we're doing what we said they were doing, which is make it too specific.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We don't have the
ability necessarily as a board. We don't foster those relationships, so I think.
But the administration does.
Yeah, but right. We've seen prior to this that the administration didn't. I mean, not this administration, but previous administrations didn't have necessarily good relationships with our police department. Yeah. So
I disagree with that. But that's his job. But that's what we're saying would be a key performance indicator: the relationship between those pieces.
I like Kurt's word, foster.
Yeah, to foster.
Yeah,
right, but that I think that would fold underneath it.
Well, I don't know.
Well, we're speaking out of both sides of our mouth. If we're saying take away professional learning communities, for instance,
yeah,
then when we say local and fire, police and fire, that to me goes underneath the how.
I'm thinking we want to see that, but I agree with Erica that we probably want to see that as how we're going to do it,
right,
as opposed to that being
how do you assure and evaluate safety?
Can I make it more global?
Yeah.
We're going specific there by two outside groups.
Mm-hmm.
What we're saying is we want to make sure, you know, police, maybe Wilson, partner with outside
with
agencies.
Partner with appropriate
civic,
outside agencies.
I like that. With civic agencies.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
right.
Something that's
right.
Bigger, and then they
right.
dig
yeah,
in.
And then you guys decide how to do that.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Was there anything about that connected the environmentally and structurally safe and secure?
Is that part of the implementation to maintain buildings that ties into that last one on the left side?
You see no real passion there for me, right? So I'm good. Implement plans to maintain building and grounds on daily, monthly, and yearly basis.
And just so you know, Dave, we backed off of hourly in 5 minutes.
And I think I will.
Yeah.
This screams of Joe Wilkins.
You guys are talking about technology. I'm thinking add equipment. They need equipment.
You're thinking a tractor, a snow tractor.
Another pick-em-up.
You now have an area to point to right here.
I mean, I will just ask the question. I mean, environmentally and structurally, are those words that we think we should all need? Okay. Just asking.
I would love environmentally in there, but there's no way we're going to get
into that. I think the message on the right-hand side is that what I hear you guys saying in this is that it's not just a classroom we're talking about. It's really that broader understanding of facilities as a whole. So I don't know. Do we need to have, again, the daily, monthly, yearly?
Yeah, that feels
action-y to me. Dave is going to build those in terms of
his... We have a lot of that already in place.
Yeah.
We should take that out and move it into an action. It should be an action. Even though Joe fought hard for that.
So it's going to be those two. Evaluate space utilization and ensure...
On a timely basis. Because we weren't...
On a timely basis?
Timely or scheduled
so
basis?
Scheduled basis.
Go ahead. Finish up.
Cheryl, what were you guys?
So some of this, maybe some of the language about they're well-maintained and timely, and we start to put these two pieces together.
Implement plans for well-maintained buildings and grounds on a scheduled basis.
Yeah.
Do we have that? Do we have that full statement that we just read?
Scheduled basis, yeah.
So are we going to add the establish and measure KPIs to every priority? So would we add it to priority two?
Say that again.
So
the statement.
The indicator that we had talked about with the KPIs for priority one, the establish and measure KPIs for whatever it is that going to be an indicator for success for each priority that we want KPIs?
That makes sense, but does it make sense for this one?
I mean,
I do agree with you. It makes sense, but for
some are not. Some of those KPIs, they're not always going to be like the academic ones.
I think your KPI is your scheduled maintenance, right?
Yeah, that you're hitting your schedule.
Yep. Okay. You don't feel like you need. Okay.
You don't need to.
No, I'm glad you.
The concept, yes. The term, I don't think.
But we know that Paul's already that you guys have talked about already building this in as appropriate throughout the
right. So it's this plan.
Yeah.
Quick review: evaluate space utilization. Ensure and evaluate level of safety and security for all schools, including partnerships with civic organizations. Correct?
Yep.
And then facilities are well maintained on a...
Implement plans.
Actually, Nancy has it.
Implement plans for well maintained buildings and grounds on a scheduled basis.
Perfect. We're all good with that one. Right?
Thank you, Nancy.
I know. Priority three. 5-year forward-looking rolling budget for all areas of the district.
It's very worried.
Staff said annual budget with a 5-year forecast to prioritize and use resources responsibly. Staff did. We brought a few of these pieces together. Again, maybe just start with the board on this piece.
I actually like the way that we restated that. I mean, it is an annual budget, but with this 5-year outlook and the goal outcome, prioritize and then responsibly use these resources. I mean, those are all the pieces we talked about for a lot of time. Yeah, so
I actually like that one.
I do too.
Yeah.
There's a piece that we're missing in the board one with that annual, because that annual piece we have to do.
And you probably, because I don't know if we did this with Ellen, but do we need a word like establish, create, something like that at the beginning?
Establish an annual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
But we're
told you guys we're going to
take off the 5-year forward looking budget.
I told you.
Yeah.
Good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Development of an active community finance advisory council committee. We said mindful of the community voice related to financial priorities. just because it got a little into the weeds, but you will see an action step there. That was our rationale for that.
Yeah, again, I think if we're being consistent with one and two, then we, when we're talking about an entity, an action item, then that needs to go under.
That would be
Cheryl,
an action
would
plan
build
would be
yeah.
to develop yeah. a community right. finance advisory.
Right.
Plan.
So, yeah.
But and just know that we're going to want that in the action plan.
Yep.
Yeah.
But our the indicator is we're mindful of the community voice related to financial priorities. You would see an action step of a community task force or whatever that language we come up with collectively.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work?
Does for me if it works for everybody else.
I would agree that the financial advisory committee is more the action step, but instead of mindful, should we maybe use something stronger like engage the community? So, because mindful in my mind means
I heard
isn't
you.
Pretty. I don't know. Like I think we truly are looking to engage the community more.
Engage.
I don't know.
The community
about that. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to say change, engage,
include the community voice.
Well, I mean, we put active and they put mindful. Those two are really disconnected in terms of we want them more involved, you know, more part of the process.
Is engage okay?
I read it is.
Does engage work?
Engage could be.
I'm okay with
engage. Engage the community relative to financial priorities.
Yeah, you got it.
Something like that. Engage the community relative to financial
engage
purpose. Because we want to make sure we always engage them
yeah.
for some reason.
And
we
then
want,
that
we want
the step
engaged.
Is the committee.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can understand looking to other things. How you could say the committee is more the action
yeah.
thing, but I think
mm-hmm.
it should be more engage them.
So engage the community relative to financial priorities under this one.
Go ahead.
Good?
Yep.
Yeah.
Reduction of nominal expenses and neutral spending.
That's a how.
We put that one, that's one that we felt like blended into the first one. The established annual budget with a 5-year forecast to prioritize and use resources responsibly. Felt like we were taking that into consideration when we were talking about the reduction of nominal and evaluate for fidelity, impact, satisfaction, and efficiency, prioritize spending. We try to bundle those pieces there into that one.
Well, just go back. The reduction in nominal expenses and neutral spending is probably a KPI. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah. That's what
I said. Yeah.
If you said that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No,
it's okay.
But is that? I guess is that something that we're looking to do? You know, nowhere in here do we say that we talk about having a budget, but we don't talk about reducing.
Yeah, I mean,
if that's something we're looking to do,
should
it be an indicator?
And then how are you going to do it? Is the key.
Right.
How are you going to reduce nominal expenses and create neutral spending. Those, to me, I think this is an indicator of success. How you're going to do that is the KPI. How you're going to do that is the KPI.
Right.
Isn't
so I use,
sure.
I use the term cost containment
yeah.
for some of the KPIs. And,
mm-hmm.
But that's what you have in mind, really, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Cost
kind of put it into a KPI as a part of using resources responsibly and kind of something that is
So could you add that last piece on there?
That's right.
Establish annual budget with a 5-year forecast to prioritize and use resources responsibly to find secure cost containment.
Annual budget with 5-year forecast to prioritize spending and cost containment, and use resources responsibly.
Like. Does he use the commas correctly?
Yeah.
I don't know about the last
one. Use the commas correctly.
Spending, cost containment, and use resources responsibly.
He's using the APA format.
Comma
with an.
So then we're done.
We're good.
So I'm okay with that.
Are we good with that?
That one was
and
about
that
was six minutes.
Evaluate fidelity impact.
You caught it in his.
Mm-hmm.
Are we good?
Yep.
Yeah.
We're
okay.
Good.
I just want to make sure. So we're having two there: the established annual budget, and then engage the community relative to finance. Correct.
Yep. Correct.
All right. So,
so
we have those two.
Move on
we
to
just
board.
Need to make sure for that last one, the evaluate for fidelity impact and satisfaction. That's that's to help us prioritize spending. We need to make sure those pieces get into
okay.
the KPI. Or mm-hmm. an action item.
Well, and that's related back to, remember that conversation, that was related back to the academics too, like making sure that those, again, resources go to, appropriately. Or use appropriately.
Number four.
Do we need to have, do we need anything here for an indicator of success about having a balanced budget? I mean, I know we didn't have it, not to add.
We're required to by school code to have a balanced budget. Now we could come to the board and say, here's an unbalanced budget,
spend,
and this is why, and you would have to approve that, but we've got to bring you
for
code.
It's not a choice.
Four. The dedicated and talented staff committed to student learning. Measure the effectiveness of teams for excellence. Staff perspective felt like an action or a KPI. We felt like the staff is highly engaged in work.
I like theirs better.
Feel valued and are focused on the mission of the organization.
Right.
I like that because then you can have measurements.
The teams for excellence.
Yeah, because we don't want to make the team for excellence.
That feedback loop, that are we getting all staff perspective on this from the teams for excellence? I don't want to take your.
I think those
are all the time. All
right.
Right.
So are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Collectively?
I think that
we're going to take out measure.
Holistic.
Then all those other things, really, that we have in here, I think, were some of the measurements, weren't
mm-hmm.
they?
Because if you look at high quality professional development and mentoring, I made a note to myself to say that impacts decreasing voluntary turnover. You know, if you're doing those kind of things, you're engaging staff, you have a mentor, those type of things keep you.
Yeah, we want those things, though, as action plans.
Right.
Okay.
So we can do just flip
are we
that
okay
one?
With accepting the indicators on the right hand side? Exemplary, dedicated, and collaborative staff who support learning.
I don't know you need that.
1, 2, 3, 4. Our first four, okay, we agree are gone.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
They become key performance.
And the last one.
The last one I like.
Yeah. I think we're keeping that one. And then
I agree.
Are we adding year two and three? Is the open question. I don't. The second one,
yeah.
I think we said we're adding one and three. We haven't decided on two.
Okay.
If that's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. So we're keeping your final one. So
why don't we go with 1, 3, and then our fifth?
Well, aren't we? I mean, I guess I feel like. I mean, you can say they're action items, but I feel like we're losing. Are these the things that we want? If these are the things that we think should be measured, do they somehow need to be captured in our indicator? Like, I feel like...
That's what we're saying, right? We've done the KPIs.
Yeah. Right, but if they're KPIs, then they're not in our indicators of success. Like, if it's something that the board is saying... Because the KPIs could change.
Right.
So if it's something we're saying we want to make sure that we see these as an indicator, I feel like we need to specifically call them out, and then how they're measured... can be determined. I don't know if that's
right, because we had a lot of discussion around trying to make sure that all staff felt whatever venue that they were being listened to. So, and I guess we're trying to make sure there's indicators there to...
Let's go to our core, because we'll
feel valued.
Maybe we can embed them somehow on the other
three. So maintain X level of teachers, staff with advanced degrees. One of the pieces that we had a conversation on regarding this one, and I'll ask Lori to chime in, is we looked at a lot of research over time that says X degrees don't always indicate that you're a more proficient teacher or a less proficient teacher. Actually, the data is all over the place on that piece. Lori?
Right. And so that's why we questioned that as an indicator, but if it's important to you for us to track that, we can. Most of our staff have master's degrees.
Right.
And we track that already because we need to, including the continuing education hours, at least as it applies to, you know, salary advancement. We don't track every workshop that every teacher takes because
Like, for example, if they have their master's plus 60, they may still be learning, which many of our staff still do, mm-hmm. but they're not letting us know or asking our permission for it. So that was part of what we were struggling with a little bit in terms of the track of continuing education and the master's degree. So we thought we might have other indicators that would help us to better assess you know, our staff learning.
I didn't
care about number two. And two, again, what were we going to do if they didn't?
Pay for
their master's degree? Were we? I mean, that was the other problem.
Yeah.
The number two is, okay, we're at 82%. How do you get to 85?
Right. Well, and your point's well taken. Yeah. I mean, I've read a lot of the same studies. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does, you know. I just want people around here that are doing the job. I don't care whether they've got a master's plus 60 or they've got their 3 years out of school.
They're good teachers.
As long as they're doing the job, that's what I want.
Okay.
That's for my... My
do you have consensus around the board to take that second one off on the left-hand side?
Yes.
Okay. Decrease voluntary turnover. Laura, you want to talk a little bit about that? One, we don't have a lot of it, but I'd ask Laura to chime in.
Well, I think if that, we felt like that was a measurement in terms of satisfaction staff. But if the board feels strongly that that's something that we want measured as an indicator of success, we can keep it in there. I mean, it's going to end up in there one way or another.
And we talked about that because it's probably not a great measure because teachers they're stuck, most of them anyways. Trying to move district to district is, you know, for you guys it's easier than teachers. It's just the 1 year contracts and the way they work. But so for me again, I don't know what that.
I think the intention behind that was goes back to. Some of the feeling connected, having opportunities, you know, being a part of something, you know, certainly effective in your classroom, but bigger than that. So it's a little bit ties in a little bit of the culture and kind of bleeds into that a little bit, perhaps. So I don't think we need to measure it. I'm not sure that it's of high value, and I don't want to add anything to this that is a throwaway.
Right. Well, it's probably a really low number. I mean, they pay well.
So I would take it out.
It's ironic we're asking you about it, but it's a low number. I'm just going to state the obvious in the room here. Yeah.
Track continuing education. It goes to maybe the second board one. Similar track continuing education.
Yeah, they have to anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's already
so that's a KPI or an action plan.
They already have to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We put all in.
We obviously bombed on the first one.
All right, they're already.
Collaborative opportunity.
They're already doing it.
There are different ways to measure other than you know how many teachers have their master's degree or how many classes they've taken.
Right.
It's really about the learning that's happening within the organization and outside of the organization coming in and how is that as Chris said impacting.
Well, that's
more global than just the tracking of continuing.
Yeah, I agree. That's like you're doing tallies on that.
Right.
It's the last one though that I think we spoke about that ties into what you're saying, Lori, which is if you look at an organization and you have the same people volunteering all the time, then you're hitting only a subset of the potential leadership of the organization, and if you're only hitting that, then there's a subset of teachers or staff members who might be saying, I don't get heard, but they're not necessarily engaging themselves in positions to be engaged, to be heard. So I feel like that's a responsibility for everybody in the organization to impact it, to help it grow.
Eric, I'm agreeing.
Love that.
Stop. Number five.
I know. Just for review.
Nancy, it's 7:36.
Just for review, let's go to the right-hand side. We're going to take the first one. Staff is highly engaged. We're not taking the second one. We're moving on to the third one, that high-quality professional development. We're taking that. And then we're going to move from the left-hand column over to the right-hand column as the third one, correct?
Correct.
All right.
Can I jump back to priority three? I'm sorry. You guys...
No.
I want to just jump back to the last point, and when we were reviewing this, it made me think that the last point on the finances, to evaluate for fidelity, impact, satisfaction, and efficiency to prioritize our spending. I know we spent a lot of time talking about that, and I know in the first point, establishing the budget to prioritize spending, we're capturing there how we're prioritizing spending, but I feel like this point is a key one, and the thing that isn't, I don't know, maybe it is just an action item. I just want to make sure we're not missing something. I just feel like we talked about it a long time that we truly want to evaluate things in these four areas for our finances.
Cheryl, how have you done that in the past?
Item, I just want to...
I mean, in your other districts.
Evaluating the use of resources.
Impact of resources. Are teachers, you know, are people satisfied with the resource allocation, you know, what they get or don't get? Or
so we, what I have done in other districts is actually align the spending with the board goals and kind of measuring that. And so we can measure it over time. If for instance, we felt like we were out of alignment in how much we're spending in the area of instructional materials or something like mm-hmm. that, then we measured that over time to see if that was becoming a greater portion of the budget. And then we also did matrices where we actually compare ourselves benchmarking to other school districts to see what we're kind of mm-hmm. spending things. The satisfactory part, then, that came more from the community, that task force, the Board of Education, and staff, too.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be engaged in their satisfaction.
Right. Do we have what we need to do our jobs?
Don't have
what just tag on the back of that sentence, resource responsibility for fidelity and impact?
Or I'm wondering if we could have a third one that just said evaluate spending for fidelity, impact, satisfaction, and efficiency. I mean, that's in my mind, it's separate from establishing the budget. It's kind of a separate point. And then the prioritized spending goes in the establishing the budget, but we could still be evaluating our spending in terms of fidelity, impact, satisfaction, and efficiency. Make it a third point under indicators of success.
I'm okay with that.
If you're going to be doing
more, just because it was months ago, the evaluate for fidelity when it comes to the finances, just so both Sharon and I have a better, and that's for any board member, evaluate the fidelity of the expenditure for.
So in other words, fidelity meaning, are we taking this dollar knowing it's supposed to go over here and is it being spent there? Is that fidelity?
I just want to make sure we're clear.
Go ahead.
In our park, we were working very hard on solving the achievement gap. And we would come up with new programs and ideas. And we would do kind of a cost-benefit analysis, business and education kind of coming together. And so we say, okay, here is the cost for the new program. Did we spend that money better someplace else? Or are we getting a good bang for a buck, right? Then we come back and we would evaluate that. So what were the outcomes of the program? Did we spend the money that we thought we would? And were the outcomes, if they were less than we expected, then are we not spending our money appropriately? So that's when you say fidelity and
mm-hmm.
impact,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of work evaluating programs. I mean, that maybe would be new for us, actually. So every budget cycle, you look back
mm-hmm.
and you look forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's an analyzing programs, the amount of money that we spent on it, and then we're making some recommendations to reduce that spending
mm-hmm.
or increase that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're saying you need a software?
And they're based on those KPIs, those
right.
measurements to see, yep, now you're speaking my world.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're saying, okay, so we're teaching, and this is how we work, 10 students to read, and how much is that going to cost?
Yep.
Or can we impact 150 students
mm-hmm.
and then it costs?
With these dollars, yeah.
How are you then evaluating? Then you have to look back.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked about
market.
That, yeah, and you talked about that.
It's work.
Yeah, right.
So, just taking that last bullet, are we moving it over? Is that how we're wording it?
Well, I think you should change it to evaluate spending and then the dash prioritize.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Change it to evaluate spending for fidelity, impact, satisfaction, and efficiency, period. And then prioritize spending
is already been captured.
It's been moved to the
first.
Cheryl, does that make sense to you, too?
Yeah. The way that we have set it together now, I see that as a separate point. And you roll that up. That might take a couple of years.
Right.
An organization that you budget like that and evaluate.
Yeah. It's longitudinal.
I'm glad you went back to it.
I like the result.
We're going to go to five. Okay, no chit chat in between.
Five.
I think we're
going to be like 3 minutes.
I think everything. Oh,
Drew, do you need anything else on four? I'd rather say that.
No, I'm sorry, Charlie.
No, it's good.
We went from a stroll to a sprint.
I'm doing a wedding.
Go.
The last one on our side, is that staying or is that going?
That is staying.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
We're going to move that over in the right-hand column. We're going to keep the first one, eliminate the second one, Drew, where it says exemplary dedicated. We're eliminating that. We're keeping the next one, high-quality professional development and mentoring. And then we're bringing over from the left-hand column to the right-hand column, provide all teachers opportunities to engage the district beyond the classroom.
What about the track continuing?
We just feel like that one is part of the work that teachers have to do anyway to keep licensure.
Anyway.
So that's already an activity that teachers are doing without a direct indicator for us.
Mm-hmm. So
it's already built in. They have to do it for licensure. It's required.
Or they lose their license.
8 hours, 28 minutes.
Yeah. So it's already, well, it's measured because if they don't, then they have the... There was a license, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a have to. It's a non-negotiable.
So if what you're telling me, so I understand. So
no,
again, that's a clarified question. What you're telling me is continuing education is tracked in your world, so we don't need to worry about it in our world.
You just have to.
Yeah. It's a must have.
I think the other piece we're trying to say too is we want to make sure that whatever learning is happening is helping to benefit the organization and their teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And tracking just the number of hours that people take doesn't necessarily
right. Get
at what I think the essence of the priority that we want.
So that's a KPI?
Potentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
or there could be a measurement in a different way of professional learning for teachers.
Okay.
Just counting hours.
But you're saying it doesn't belong in this column, it belongs in the other column. That's a KPI.
Yeah, KPI, yeah, it belongs there.
I mean, I think it needs to be measured. I don't really care who measures it.
Yeah, it is.
And I just want it. I want to make sure that it's measured both from a quantitative and a qualitative standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. Good.
Just for clarity, though, it's a must-have that teachers have to have that HR tracks on a continuous basis to ensure that people's licensures are met. So it may look different. It may not be this exact thing in a KPI. I just don't want to set expectations that you're looking for this in a KPI somewhere, and we don't have it.
Well, Laurie had said that we were going to make sure that the learning benefits the district. I don't know that I'm qualified to make that judgment call, but I'm assuming that Laurie or the someone in that role is doing that and reporting that back up to the board. So to me, that's a KPI.
Some of the work about professional development.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how. Yep.
We good?
That's what I was thinking. Yep.
You good, Drew?
I'm good.
All right. Thanks, sir. We're on to five.
I'm ready to rock and roll here.
All right.
I look at our side and think that it's like the other ones, and I think that yours, if we just said nurture a culture of trust, respect, collaboration among students, parents, and staff, then somehow use your second one, something effective, you know, ensure the parents are involved and feel connected to the staff and the overall school community, and then I don't know if we'd want to use your third one or our third one.
Board? Based off what Dean just said, sorry.
Yeah, I think this increased connections with parents, that's an action, but I think the intention behind it is to recognize, that our parent community is changing and that you have to be more intentional about how you draw them in.
And we want to measure that somehow. So it really goes back over the measurements as opposed to the parents are involved and feel connected to the staff.
Right. And welcoming culture is the outcome. This is back, Eric, to what you were saying. What does that look like? How is it tangible to us? But I think the activity, the indication of success is that there are increased connections. And then how you do that will be up to building leaders and, and their staff, et cetera. Does that make sense?
So others?
Joe? So we're going their first two, our last two? Our last two.
So we
well, at least
we
the third
better.
One. We haven't talked about the fourth one yet.
We go one by one.
Okay, yeah. I want to make sure we're getting rid of
Yeah, no, I apologize. improve staff parent satisfaction by X percent. That's a great KPI.
Yep, move it over.
And we feel like a culture of trust, respect, and collaboration among students, parents, and staff. That's that. That's that true indicator that I we think we heard the board say that we're looking for that piece. And then biannual statement of affairs presented by GIA and principals to board speaking.
It's
another KPI or action step that we would find that would speak to that culture of trust, respect, and collaboration. The next one, increased connections with parents. We're saying parents are involved and feel connected to the staff and to the overall school community. I feel like it's even a stronger statement of where we're at.
Ours is?
I would say staff's, but because it boards have increased connections with parents, we're saying parents are involved and feel connected to the staff. And that was our pushback on that one.
I think for me, I think we agree with you.
Okay.
But we need to increase it.
Yeah, I think you got to combine it.
Okay. So how would you word?
Increased parent involvement.
And ensure that they feel connected to the staff and to the overall school.
Well, I'm still back. I'm back to the first one with this, where establish and measure, because this for us, I think, was really important, was to make sure when you say we create a culture of trust, well, that's what we should be doing anyways, but we should be establishing and measuring. I mean, you know, based on, you know, some of the things that we measure now.
You want to create a culture of trust, and we.
I mean, for me, I think we should establish a measure, and then some of those measurements can be human X, you know, like
right.
trying to
those
get
will,
your
yeah.
field.
So
yep.
those
are the
two action words.
Yeah.
Establish.
So Dean had added this word: nurture a culture of trust, create, establish, you know, whatever, you know, some
culture, but.
I mean, I feel like we like the ones that we're missing is improve. Like, we are looking to improve satisfaction, and none of this really captures that.
Okay. Improve.
That's my...
Would it also be improve the trust, respect, and then you could add in another comma, satisfaction and collaboration among students, parents, and staff? Because that's a real indicator, and then we're saying you're going to have a KPI that will tell you what those are, and then you'll have a measurement tool that will say it's human X, it's five essentials, it's all those other aspects that you would have those things built into it. But you're saying we will have a culture of trust, respect,
and
satisfaction,
maybe, yeah.
and collaboration.
And maybe instead of just improve, if we said continuously improve.
I wonder if you could just say, like, continuously improve and take out trust, respect, and, like the trust, respect, collaboration. I feel like those are words that are in the... Like in the strategic priority, we talked about having a healthy, productive, and collaborative relationship. I feel like those are words that belong in the strategic priority,
okay.
and the indicator maybe needs to more just talk about
continuously improve collaboration among students, parents, and staff.
A culture of?
Continue to build a culture.
Yeah, maybe to continuously improve a culture of.
Because a culture is it's dynamic. Right? It's every time something changes, it shifts it yet again, and so you have to go back and relook at it. So I feel like you need that.
And I don't know, are we looking to improve a culture of collaboration or improve satisfaction? I mean, in my mind, I feel like we were looking more at satisfaction, not trying to improve satisfaction, not necessarily. I mean, because you may have the relationship there, but people may not be.
So you're saying continuously improve
the
satisfaction of students, parents, and staff.
One of the byproducts would be improved collaboration.
That word is also up here already.
Collaborative. Is it?
Collaborative.
Yeah, that's already in the strategic priority, so that's why I'm saying
we were just
looking to improve
continuously improve satisfaction among students, parents, and staff.
Yeah.
And then you measure that however you want to measure that.
Yeah.
Okay, so say it one more time.
Continuously improve satisfaction among students, parents, and staff.
Everybody good?
And staff, we mean whole, right? So it's all levels of staff.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, students, parents, and staff is from the aides.
The collective whole.
All the way, the collective staff.
Yeah,
okay.
Staff, yeah.
Kurt, you okay with the biannual statement and the that one's gone and moved, not gone, but in, we move it into a KPI.
In action.
We're okay there. And I think increased connection with parents in all of the communities we serve. We suggest that parents are involved and feel connected to the staff and to the overall school community.
We started talking about that, and we thought that you needed both increased and involved somehow, some way.
I think we said increased parent involvement, you know.
And ensure that they feel connected to the staff and to the overall school community.
Increase parent involvement to ensure they feel connected to the staff and to the overall school community, right?
Mm-hmm.
We good?
Yep.
All right. A welcoming culture exists in each school community. This one's important for us.
I like that one.
One based off of the survey, where there were some comments that are around staffs and making sure that when we walk into a building that everybody feels welcome.
Mm-hmm. You need an action.
Okay.
What is it? You're going to create it, enhance it.
Create. Okay. Improve upon. I don't want to say that create like it's not.
No, it does exist.
I appreciate
foster.
It.
Foster. Okay, yeah, foster.
I like that.
Foster a welcoming culture.
Foster a welcoming
culture in each school community.
I'm just calling that out. Should it be improve? I don't know. I was just.
Well, I think improve is a good word.
Is improve better?
You're back to the continuously improve.
Continuously.
Like because that's not judgmental. It just says always improving.
Yep.
Just always
maybe
improving.
That's part of the fostering, too, is to say it that way.
Right. You're going to see
the
service.
So continuously improve on a welcoming culture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
A welcoming culture in each school
community.
Get rid of exists.
Paul, I want to go back to the new language that given the states using more parent engagement as opposed to parent involvement. I don't know if that really matters if we care, but that's what we tend to hear right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you're right.
Engagement.
I'm okay with using engagement over involvement.
Yeah, exactly. That's the language, Erica, you're using too. So we should have some parity.
In that last bullet, you're talking about parent.
No,
parent
the second one.
Yeah, that's what. I apologize. The parent engagement.
Yeah, increase.
Increase. Sorry. Right. Yeah, I'm going back.
Yeah,
my notes.
We have parent involvement, and I was just thinking.
I appreciate it.
Nope, you're right.
We good across the board?
That's good. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And then create a governance structure that will review culture, climate annually, look for trends, make adjustments. I think even the board said that's kind of an action planning, but make sure that it's there.
Yep.
Am I reading that right?
Well, that's what we said then, But that should belong.
So you will see that.
To how?
Yeah.
To how?
You'll see that in the action plan.
Getting faster.
I know we talked about this, but we don't need to have captures and indicators of success like reporting out. That's not true.
No, because you're the last one, the board one. You're ensuring that all these are being reported.
So that's our catch-all is number seven. If you guys remember that, that one and that one we're going to accept the way it is.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're done with seven. Come back to do six, and we're done. That is exactly what it is.
Number 13, exactly not a job description, right?
Board strategic priority six.
Mm-hmm.
Gather feedback from community. Felt like that one was. An action step or a KPI, however we could reword it. The community, what the staff said with it is the community is knowledgeable about District 41 practice and operations.
We need to do something.
Actionize that bad boy.
Okay, so far we have trajectory.
I guess you could go back to our continuously improved. The community's knowledge about District 41 practices and operations. I know we've used it a few times. Enhance. Just a slight change.
Yeah, well, it's going to get boring.
Is it repetitive to the goal? Within the District 41 boundaries through comprehensive and transparent communication? Is it the same thing?
You know, yeah, it's... As long as you have the priority issued the way it is our indicator of success back to priority one in that we're going to establish measurements. Shouldn't that maybe be the only indicator of success there? Stick with six the way it's written, and your indicator of success is measuring.
Yep. Without indicators? Is that what I'm hearing? Or did I just totally miss that?
No, without...
without establish and measure...
KPIs in regards to
community engagement.
Yeah, I mean that's what we're trying to get at.
That would be the overarching one for six.
Six. Yeah, because it refers back to the priority, which is really well stated, and we want to measure that to make sure it's happening.
Erica, this is a lot of your work, right? So
this is really a lot of these are
year three coming up.
Benchmarking.
These other things are all yours. You know, you say, I want to do this. I want to make sure this is happening. I want to make sure that's happening. By the way, by doing that, we're going to improve this. Mm-hmm. We can measure that in surveys and other such ways.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote how on the left. A lot of ours are the hows. We got very...
Yeah.
It would be a very different approach than anything else. I just want to...
You know.
I like that second one, the district understands... I just remember this conversation so well in our board. The district understands the various community perspectives on school district topics. I think it's a drill down. You know, if the strategic priority is 50,000 foot, I think that next one is that 30,000 foot, and that gives an even greater clarity. Because that's the piece that we heard tonight. Again, do we have that perspective from various community members on school district topics?
I see what you're saying, because that might connect back up to deepen trust with the community members.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you're going to seek input, right?
Okay.
And then
I'm good as long as everybody else is good.
I like keep it too.
I do too. I think you're right. I'm thinking back to the conversation, and I think that's where we talked
two
a lot
is okay.
about deepening.
Two is okay.
Yeah. You know.
Add the one for measurement. Add two.
The district understands and seeks input from the various committees.
I guess in my mind, if it's an indicator of success, how are you going to measure it the way it's worded? Like, is that really a measurable thing? That's what I'm kind of struggling with.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what Joe was just saying.
Okay. Yeah, keep going.
I know we should do it, but
yeah,
can you really measure it?
That's what Patrick asked my pointed out first.
Seek input.
I'll give him some credit.
So for number two, you're saying, Joe?
Seeks input, Joe?
No, I'm saying no, not. I'm digging it out because it's above.
Okay.
I got it.
It's in the last sentence.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So, Paul, are you saying that if we take out number two, we're diminishing some of where we have spent a lot of time in deep discussion, which is, does the district understand how will the district understand these different community perspectives? Because they ebb and flow. And is that a... I don't know, Eric, what do you think?
I just don't want to... I don't want to miss something.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
mm-hmm.
only concern, that we come back with KPIs that are, like, totally missing the point. But I guess that's, again, why we collaborate. We come back together.
The district
say,
understands the various community perspectives.
It's just different than anything else.
I think
that's
that
really
means that
why it's
the way I would develop the KPIs would just be going back to the priority, if that's the way you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could just relist the bullet points that are within the priority, which is kind of what we've done.
Yeah.
Or I could just, you know, look at that priority and follow through, you know, with measurable outcomes. And truly, for community, kind of how they feel about the district and how much we understand the community and how much the community understands us, a lot of it's qualitative or survey-based.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's how mine will look.
Right. Anyway,
so you're comfortable
yeah.
with establishing KPIs that will measure their strategic priority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that would be the indicator of success.
I mean, I think
we're so close.
There's one in there, so you know. Mm-hmm.
Read it aloud.
There's I don't like family.
No, it wasn't good.
Family and community.
But they don't have the problem.
Family and community. They met 4 years, so they should have the forward thinking.
Might, I don't know.
Family and community satisfaction data compares favorably with benchmark districts.
They actually have under critical strategies. They also have something else that addresses it under critical actions, critical strategies for action, and it's worded a little bit better. Where they talk about there's a greater learning, they're establishing trust, respect, and pride in the district's performance among families, and I kind of would extend that to the community as well. So they do have it, they just don't have it
it is an indicator.
Not necessarily under the indicator like we do, but I'd like that we have communications and engagement as a whole.
It's separate.
It's a priority. Yep. Yeah, it's a
absolutely
separate priority.
Yeah, I know, I agree.
But what I'm hearing is then,
which is what
priority
we are.
6 was so well written
no,
that we do not need an indicator.
No, I like the indicators.
Okay.
I was okay without the indicators. Joe,
talk to me, Joe.
Yeah, no, I like the
which
last
one. Like?
I like the last one, community leaders, stakeholders, and community partner organizations feel a connection. I'm trying to take you understanding us understanding their perspective and adding it to the end of that and tie it all into this little bow, but I couldn't figure that out.
I think also if you look at the end product, you're going to see a big blank box.
Just
there.
That comma.
Well, that's what Paul's point is that follow the.
Yeah.
So we got to throw something in.
I thought we wanted it to
just
be clear. I thought we had one indicator of success, which was establish and measure KPI on community engagement.
Yeah, we were going to have one.
Yeah.
I like to combine year 2 and 3 somehow. So
okay.
I just think that you need the statement that you're going to go out and partner and that they feel a connection and that you understand their perspective.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that the strategic priority? I think
isn't
that
the one above?
Isn't that what we say in the strategic? Like, it has to be something you can measure. I mean,
you can measure that through surveys.
About a cooperative understanding between some wording like that.
Mm-hmm.
Between us and the community. So they understand us, we understand them. That's where we're trying to go and combine these two.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my problem with that. You will always have part of the community who doesn't understand. And if we're saying you have to develop that, and then you have people who don't agree with it or vociferously, challenge it, it appears as though you're not doing it, when in fact you are. You're just never going to get 100%.
Enhance the collective
maybe.
Well, I think that's where this feel a connection too, that is both qualitative and quantitative. Some will feel a very close connection because they engage, they volunteer, they partner, they give money, they do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And others will be more qualitative, which is they come to an open house, they donate a book or whatever, but it's looser. But we're trying to find. I mean, I'm tracking toward the need to have something in there. Even though I agree with what you're saying, Stephanie, that it's there's language up here. But in all of these strategic priorities, we're using some of the language under the indicators in that anyway. So it's already connected.
So I'm just going back to our priorities. In that first sentence, it really talks about the number of people. But when you boil it down, it's about everybody. We're communicating to them it comprehensively and transparently.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to the first step indicator. The community is knowledgeable. That's a clear indicator of sentence number one. And maybe we can choose a different term than knowledgeable, but they understand what we're communicating because we're transparent and we're comprehensive. Mm-hmm. So the community at large, and we're talking not just our parent community, the global community has a deep understanding, because I think
that's what
we keep battling ourselves is... Well, we know it from this perspective, but maybe a Mr. Cooper understands it from this perspective. And how do we create
more global knowledge?
That comprehensive knowledge across all communities.
Would it be better if you said the community is informed about district practices and operations? Because that might be easier to measure. We can't control how we inform them.
Yeah.
We can't control what they
do. I was going to say, we're going to fall flat on our face if we think everybody's going to know it.
You need to be knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Hey, here's your test.
Yeah.
Here's your 42 questions. You have to have a 75 with us.
Right. You're not going to get every staff person satisfied. You're not you're always trying to strive to get better, but you're not.
Yeah.
But I like that change from knowledgeable to informed, because you're right. And how are we monitoring knowledgeable?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do we get the communication out there? Whether or not they do anything with it, it's up to them.
I mean, that's what we can measure.
So it's more about informing the
community
about
how often are we doing this? How well are we doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So are we okay keeping that? The community is informed about D41 practices and operations. So that really goes to that first sentence of the strategic plan.
And that's measurable.
Yep.
It would be good to somehow, I don't know how we tie that in there, but, they may be informed, but they may not like the information we give them. Not meaning they don't like what it says, but they may think, well, you're not giving me enough information. You're giving me too much information. So it would be good to kind of
Well, you're going to measure that in the input. I agree.
Right, measure right. How.
Yes.
That's good feedback
for Erica to be able to say, okay, how would I measure that? So is it too much? Is it too little? I don't care.
Because, again, you're not going to get everybody that's going to agree on any of that. Right. But you can look at that in your survey data.
Especially,
are we giving enough? Are we not giving enough? Are we?
And that's why it's important to have a mix of different types of communication that we do. Right. We've changed that over the last couple of years so that there's a little bit of something for everyone.
Right.
There's a little more detail for those who like that, and then there's a quick district digest for people who need something quick and fast. So in that survey data, that's what I'm looking for. Am I hitting all of the ways that people like to communicate now?
Okay.
And so that's where the survey data will help us.
So the second sentence is about input. And the second bullet on the staff side, the district and changing understands the district seeks input from various community perspectives or on various community perspectives on school or from community perspectives on school district topics.
So
maybe we don't need that one because that is a strategic priority.
We're saying we're going to do that. We will seek input. That's the last sentence.
I'm debating in my own head right here.
Yeah.
Out loud.
Unless you...
you're doing it out loud.
Unless you take that last sentence and you make that an indicator of success. We will seek input from all District 41 stakeholders. I don't know.
I think it's good up there because it's a very, people are going to read that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if we're saying it, then don't replicate it. Just stick it in there.
I don't think you need to replicate it. Because you're seeking input, that's great, you seek input. But understanding the perspective is important. So I think you guys wrote that, and I do think that's an indicator we want in there. Because seeking input's great. But
that is
going
the
there as staff, which is the 30,000-foot step, is understanding that perspective. Because that takes an action on your part. And then
I want to keep that one. I think it's important. It's a different feel to it.
Back into our home
wording. Well, I know. Yeah. But I like 2 and 3. I didn't like number 1 as much as all you did, but I'm not you guys convinced me. But
communities informed.
Can I add something? So in terms of communities informed, just about practices and operations, do you want decisions in there also? So the communities informed about G41 practices, decisions, and operations. Yeah, I think I kind of heard that in your.
Yeah, that's a good pickup.
Yep.
I don't know if I heard it, but I'm glad you added it.
Yeah, it should be added.
I don't think it's said.
It's implicit. I think it's implicit.
I know it's tied to how you give us.
So are we keeping number 2?
The 2? Oh, no, that's still up for debate.
Well, that's why I'm asking. Are we keeping number 2?
I know what I said.
Joe wants it.
I like it. I think, again, I think that understanding is where we talk a lot about that. Do they get it? Do they understand it? If they don't, how do we do it better?
So be enhance the district's understanding of various community perspectives on school district topics?
Mm-hmm.
Continually.
I'm okay with it because we're trying to understand and make sure we're understanding their perspective.
Yeah.
And then, are we good with that one?
Mm-hmm.
With the enhance?
Mm-hmm.
And then 3, community leaders, stakeholders, and community partner organizations feel a connection to the D41 community. Joe, I know you want.
Yeah, I'm okay if we don't mind. 2's fine.
Well, what if you went back to that Erica read from District 89, and that's a little one, but that other one, where, wouldn't we want people to feel proud of our district?
Mm-hmm.
And
I was trying to combine them together,
what does it say?
So the whole thing is we will communicate and collaborate with families and the greater learning community to establish trust, respect, and pride in the district's performance.
I like the beginning and the ending.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I like the fact that you...
Read it one more time.
Sure. We will communicate and collaborate with families and the greater learning community to establish trust, respect, and pride in the district's performance. So, I mean, I would say instead of just the greater learning community, that are all, all of the communities that we serve, all of the stakeholders that we...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the
but
concept
could be the
is
greater
there.
Learning community.
Right.
Everybody in here.
Yeah, even if they don't have children.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm actually okay with that because the way I always struggled with this because I just thought we were segmenting people under this, right? I mean, community leaders. Well, who's a community leader?
Right.
Define it.
Mm-hmm.
So, could we
all stakeholders and community partners, and maybe not community partners there, feel pride in District 41. Because I recognize that's something that not everybody has that. I mean, we're kind of taking away some of that other language from 89, but we're getting right to the meat of it.
Mm-hmm.
That this community has pride in our district and the organizations as well. You know, one of the emails that we received regarding special education was that, you know, other, you know, doctors' offices or others, you know, kind of know about D41. To me, you know, that's not a great thing. So that's those community partners that we've got to continue to work with and enhance and educate and improve upon. So,
Karen, you brought that up. Is it okay?
Well, I kind of feel like I thought there was a survey question on pride too. I mean, so that you could kind of measure
Do you want that part of the? I mean, not to make it more complicated, but should that be part of the priority, or should that be an indicator? I mean,
So all stakeholders,
are you thinking it should be a priority? Or are you just
I'm just saying, should that wording be in the district, not a separate priority, I'm sorry. Should the wording be in the strategic priority? Because we talk about deepening trust. Do you somehow want to put the pride in the strategic priority, or do you want to put it in an indicator, in the indicator under it, is what I meant.
I think if it's an indicator for pride, it's going to support, it's going to have that bump in terms of trust.
So all stakeholders and community partners feel pride in District 41.
I don't think you can say all. Sorry.
I think that's another one, like improve.
Okay.
Yeah, they can't say all.
Improve.
Strive to improve.
Thank you, Sharon.
Improve stakeholder and community pride in District 41.
Yep.
Simple. Last one.
We're done.
The boards, or just set an annual review.
How about for wording, like strive to improve and improve a sense of pride in among stakeholders and I don't even know.
Stephanie, what
is that too qualified though? Strive to improve.
I like the improve stakeholder community pride.
Yeah, let's just improve it. Let's go with it.
Improve and strive.
Sounds good.
All right.
I tell you, it doesn't matter how many times we meet. We all start out a little rocky.
I told you.
We hit our stride.
Didn't I tell you guys that when we sat here that we're going to go a lot faster? Just bear with us in the beginning.
We're going to get there.
So what's the next step, Paul?
So we are going to make sure all these are reworded and sent out to the board. We'll just do that through email. We'll assume if we don't hear back that what we captured was the exact right wording. If there's any change, we'll send that back out to the whole group so everybody's on page. Next steps for us, now we have those set indicators, we'll now go back to the KPIs and the action steps and start setting direct KPIs that are related to each of the indicators of success. With that, we'll bring that back to the board as well, so we'll have that conversation on KPIs and how are they, just that same collaborative conversation, but this time
when you do
staff
that,
starts with it and we bring it back to board.
Right. So when you guys do that, I would do that with the timeline of giving the board 2 to 4 weeks to look at all that KPI stuff before we come into a session to talk about it.
Yeah. I agree.
Give every, so just figure out whatever the time is and then set our expectations based on when you can get yours done so that we don't get it on a Friday and expect to talk about it on Monday.
Well, and I would add one other piece. If there's some value in providing a note, so there's an explanation on why you use 358.
Yeah.
You know, some of the questions you know that are maybe obvious that you could add.
Feel free to educate us.
Yeah.
We're continuing to improve.
We are continuing.
We're taking your knowledge.
Yes. We are edumacated, yes.
Karen. Karen wanted to finish what our conversation.
My question only is, like, if you look at all that stuff we have in one, that those are a lot of indicators. So how do you know if you've met them? You know, unless you're going to, you know, so this one did, this one, you know, and then what does it all mean? So we have to kind of think about that.
Mm-hmm. And the board's going to have to go through that too, because, you know, if you have 35 indicators, and you do well on 30 of them, you could claim victory in the five that we didn't do were really the important ones. So we need to hash that out and decide. We're with you on that.
Yeah,
and here's
no, it's a great point. That's why I'm saying if there's some anecdotal like notes that will help us to prompt, that'd be great.
I just had a question, a clarifying question on priority six. The last two that are on our side, are those being moved over for as KPIs?
Correct.
I just want to make sure because I you may have said it. So I don't know what I'm referring
to. Let me go to the last one first, benchmark districts. The only problem with that one is all the other districts have to agree on using HumanX or other or sharing. The only one that we would have, we wouldn't.
Five.
Every other year, if we're on that cycle with them, that's. But I know we've already looked at including five essentials in there.
Is five essentials can you do it every year?
You can do it every year. Most districts do it every other year. Some do it. So that will be the hard part: is how do we benchmark against what tool are we benchmarking? The only consistent one for now is five essentials, but who's to say that's going to be here in 2 years? And that's why, going back to an earlier point that Karen was talking about, why we didn't include PARC, because we're not sure if PARC is going to be here in three years.
Right. So yeah, that'd be the long.
Could we look for five? I mean, but five essentials maybe that's when we could look to
that one
repeat it 1 year. You know, repeat it 2 years in a row to try to get on the same cycle as.
One thing I love about it does ask about communication specifically, so I was able to pull a lot of good information from five essentials. But the way that it's run, if school districts don't have a certain amount of response rate, then they just don't get results. And so when I was looking to do my own comparison, it's hard to find a lot of districts that are in our area or that are like us that actually have data.
And
so it's disappointing, and I don't know if the state's going to do anything to change how that is implemented, but that's a challenge that we have.
It's a good tool, but again, it's still up to the user to use it or not to use it.
Right. So it's not consistent.
That's good feedback for us.
It's not consistent.
Think about
you're
how
saying.
How could we measure that? So Drew, we will bring some KPIs back.
Okay.
They may not be these exact pieces. But know that, establish a community engagement priority, gather feedback from the community X number of times, that's going to be there.
Okay. I want to make sure that we're moving them from one side to the other, that they don't get lost in the shuffle. It's important that they come back as KPIs.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other words of wisdom on this?
Thank you very much for working with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging in there.
Appreciate it. Everybody's time.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was like, don't get excited.
Yeah, Nancy's like, don't any of you people stand up.
Put it on your car,
not yet.
We have to do some action.
On the personnel report. You guys are. You're good.
I just couldn't close doors for you.
Not yet. We will in just a second.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Cheryl. Yeah, I know that's true. Okay, may I have a motion to approve the personnel report, which includes employment recommendations and resignations as presented.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion.
What if we all vote no?
That's what I was.
Lori has to stay.
Hey, is that all we
need to do? I'm going
to
change
my vote.
Any other discussion?
Oh, no.
Thanks for trying.
Yeah, go for that, Nancy. Yeah.
Talk to us next year.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Butchin?
Yes.
Mr. Elder?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Escalante?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Buckle?
Yes.
Mrs. Nelson?
Yes. All right, thank you. I have a motion to adjourn to closed session to discuss the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity. May I have a motion?
Second.
Mr. Bochensky and Mr. Ellis. Roll call.
Mr. Bochensky?
Yes.
Mr. Elder?
Yes.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Escalante?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis?
Yes.
Mr. Buckle?
Yes.
Mrs. Melton?
Yes.